100 Word Stories.
Today's story is called The Britannic. It's by Lawrence Simon. The Britannic was the sister ship to the Titanic. And like her unsinkable sister ship, the unsinkable Britannic sank as well. Oh, sure, they reinforced the Britannica's hull and added more lifeboats, and the Britannic spent her life as a hospital ship in warmer waters than Titanic. But where the Titanic spotters failed to spot an iceberg, the Britannic spotters failed to notice a mine, which is understandable since mines are much smaller than icebergs and make for less interesting movies, I suppose. The third sister ship, Olympic, was sold for scrap and demolished. Even less interesting, I suppose. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can check out more in the archives. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com. I just want to say something. So as I'm reading these, I write these, and then like a year or two later, they're in the queue. I bring them up like today, and I do a whole week's worth of stories at once right now. I may change and do them daily, who knows. Make it kind of a ritual thing, do them on the treadmill now that I'm allegedly back on it. And I'm reading this. Oh, sure, they're reinforced, the Britannica's hull. And I'm like, okay. Do I correct that while I'm reading it? Of course I don't correct it before, because I try to read these cold, which I shouldn't be doing. I should be reading them and figuring out the inflections and how to perform them. Not just read them, perform them. And you deserve a performance. Although, you know, if you don't want the performance, and if I'm over the top, then you can read them. And then you can perform them. So that's just a little bit of insight here. And the older I get, the more mistakes I make. So, yeah, I should really be reading these through before. Although they could use a peer review, I guess. Anyway, that's enough of that. Thank you for being a part of this and listening and maybe performing. And as always, keep it brief.